On Friday, the 11th of January, 1986, I hopped on an airplane, flew to Paris, then flew to Cairo, met a guy on the plane that was the only guy that looked like me on the plane because I was flying Egypt Air, told him about my birthday. His name was Rick also. Turns out that he worked for the United States consulate, lent me his motorcycle. I spent a week riding around Egypt on his little CR125 Honda, and that picture of, that you see of me standing on top of the pyramids is a picture taken accounting for the time delay at exactly 4:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what I had done that evening was I'd spent 4 days going around the pyramids checking out, you know, how big they were, how tall they were, what the angle was, whether I was going to be able to climb them or whether I wasn't going to be able to climb them, whether there was good footholds or bad footholds. And I walked around all four corners of it, and I decided that the obvious place to climb this would have been the southwest corner of the largest pyramid in the world. Now, that's sitting at a 52-degree angle. And the reason I picked the southwest corner is a couple of reasons. There was going to be a three-quarter moon that night coming up about 10:30. I was going to be able to climb the pyramids in the dark, but bathed in moonlight. That was a big plus, because the handholds going up the side of the pyramid are very, very, very minute. Some of them are only a couple of centimeters apart. The other reason that I picked the southwest corner is that 4,800 years of Sahara wind coming across the desert had completely eroded the southwest corner, so then rather than being a razor-sharp corner like the northeast corner, which didn't get the sunlight and didn't get the wind, it was eroded fairly heavily. So I had some footholds and handholds that were up to 15 inches wide. So what I did is I started climbing at 11 o'clock that night, and I got to the top at 4:21 a.m. And I sat at the edge of the pyramid, and I put my back to the pyramid and counted down the 2 minutes, and I recalled all the conversations that I had with everybody in my life that said, you'll never be able to do it. All the teachers and all my high school teachers and public school teachers and my first wife and all my buddies that said it'll never ever happen, and my Boy Scout leader and my troop, my Cub Scout leader and my minister and all my guys that I went to school with, and I told them I'm going to climb the pyramids for my 40th birthday. They said, it ain't going to happen. And I sat there and recalled all the conversations that I had with them. And then, 10 seconds before my watch hit 4:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I stood up and turned around and looked at the top of the pyramid and had the answer to the question that I had been asking myself since I was 8 years old. Because when I was 8 years old, I had said to my father, I was upstairs in my office above the restaurant, the Pioneer Grill in Minden, Ontario, and I was looking at a Viewmaster. And the Viewmaster had a picture of a little boy running around a tree being chased by a tiger, and it was called Little Black Sambo. And the faster he ran around the tree, the tiger chased him, the tiger turned it into butter. He took the butter in a pail, took it back to his home, and they had butter and honey. So I picked up the next slide thinking that it would be something like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or whatever, and it was a picture of a man's foot standing on a piece of rock looking down at a desert floor, and underneath it said, view from the top. And I ran downstairs with the Viewmaster, and I said to my dad, and it happened to be November 1954, and I said to him, what's this? And he was flipping burgers because we grew up in a restaurant and it was hunting season. The place was just filled with Italian hunters because only the Italians came up from Toronto to Minden, Ontario to go hunting in 1954. And I said, what is this? And he took the time from flipping burgers, put the Viewmaster up to the light and said, that is a picture of a man standing on top of the pyramids. And I said, what are the pyramids? And he described to me in detail what the pyramids were. And I said to him, question, if I was standing on top of the pyramids and they come to a point, how big is the point? Would I get a sore foot from standing on it because it's so sharp, or would I actually be able to put a car or a house on it? And he looked at me and he said, Ricky, I don't know. And for my father to say to me, I don't know, floored me, because that poor man had answered tens of thousands of questions from the time I could talk until that day. And he said, but I'm sure if you want to know, you'll find out. and at 4:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I stood up, turned around, looked at the top of the pyramid, and found the answer to the question. I then knew how big the top of the pyramid was.